Why isn't he more celebrated? Why wasn't he embraced? Well, the thing that's so crucial about this is there was a parallel drama going on, and it was the Leo Frank case down in Atlanta. I spent a lot of time down there interviewing people who remembered the Leo Frank trial, remember the day their mother came and dragged them out of school and took them home because of how the decision ended, all of that. And it created such a dark mood in Atlanta that half the 3,000 Jews who lived there left the state. They didn't want to do it. And
a great migration in itself.
Yeah, it really was. And therefore, the idea of embracing Rosenwald in a situation like that, when they all felt threatened, as I traveled through the South, I went 5,000 miles through the South interviewing people. This fear that came over them because Leo Frank was a very distinguished businessman in the city. He was very active in Jewish affairs. All of a sudden, he got caught up in this thing, and the newspapers that were sort of bigoted just laid it on him as a murderer and demanded that something be done. And when the decision came down, the governor of the state would not let it happen. So he was free, he thought, for a moment, but yet jailed. And the story is the jail was broken into, he was taken out, he was taken up to the place where Mary Fagan, who was the young girl's name, lived, and was hanged, lynched from this tree. And they left the body up there for a long time. It was a horrifying moment in Jewish history, to tell you the truth.